The agreement to train Somali forces was reached during a meeting of European Union defense ministers in Brussels. The details of the plan remain sketchy, but the idea is to train Somalis in Uganda in close collaboration with the Ugandan government, a main supplier of African Union peacekeeping troops to Somalia. At a press conference on Tuesday, EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana said that up to 2,000 Somali security forces had requested special training to fight against a growing armed insurgency in Somalia.
How much we are going to do and how much are going to be done, the forces of the African Union, the countries of the African Union, in particular, Uganda, is something that has to be discussed. And the same thing can be said about the duration, because it will depend on what the speed and what is the distribution of tasks between the Uganda's trainers and our trainers. But it will not be a big operation in the sense that it will not require the trainers in the thousands. It will be probably in the hundreds, more than in the thousands.
EU officials say they do not believe the Somali operation will dilute separate efforts to build up a European police training mission in Afghanistan. The EU also plans to extend its anti-piracy mission, Operation Atalanta, off Somalia's shores into 2010. Solana said the 27-member bloc is also considering broadening the operation to target Somali ports and so-called motherships, providing support to the pirates.
Now, some ideas have been placed on the table on making some focalization on some of the ports in which we know that the pirates operate, and something with the other ships which are really deep into the sea and where they have some of the pirates, they get their help from there. Now, this is going to be analyzed by the military authorities, by us, and see if something can be done.
Somali pirates have attacked hundreds of vessels in recent years, and they're now expanding their terrain. On Tuesday, an EU naval force reported that Somali pirates had captured a chemical tanker with a North Korean crew off the Seychelles Islands. Separately, Spain announced Somali pirates had released a trawler after holding a crew of 36 hostages for more than 6 weeks. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.